fortunate that she has spent her time at St. Catherine's this morning, and we have just been joking a little bit that Sunrise and the Today Show and a few radio stations and Eddie Maguire have all wanted to further that conversation with Miss Bishop today. And of course, her standard reply is, "Sorry, I'm spending my morning at St. Catherine's." So we're very, very proud to have you here. It's been a very busy morning for her. She started with a foundation breakfast in our junior school where she very much shared her thoughts on her journey, her political journey. And then she has just spent 25 minutes with the VCE Global Politics and Legal Studies students, and they had some pre-planned questions for Miss Bishop, and from a full range of areas, actually. But it was a really fascinating 25 minutes, and something that I know that those girls will remember for the rest of their lives, so quite an exciting opportunity. The final part of her time at St. Catherine's is to address you as the Year 7 to Year 12 girls. I did think about sort of adding one more fourth event, which was cross-country running. You may have seen Miss Bishop, often running on the media, but I thought four, I was pushing my luck, so we've just stuck with the three. But we feel very fortunate that you are here today. Miss Bishop has served as the member for Curtin in the House of Representatives since 1998, just over 20 years. And during this time, she's also the first female foreign minister, the first female deputy Liberal leader, and the first woman to contest for the Liberal leadership. During this time, Miss Bishop has also served as the Minister for Ageing, the Minister for Education and Science, and the Minister for Women. Most recently, Miss Bishop was awarded the inaugural United States Mission Award for Leadership Excellence in the honour of Eleanor Roosevelt. And Eleanor Roosevelt once wrote, "Example is the best lesson there is." Only Miss Spanos and I were talking yesterday about Eleanor Roosevelt and how much we love her words. Example is the best lesson there is. And Miss Bishop was honoured as an exemplar for this very phrase. A woman who has steadfastly represented her country with dignity, grace, and courage, and an admirable work ethic. This is something that we aspire as educators for all of our girls here at St. Catherine's as well. Please join me in giving Miss Bishop a very warm welcome at St. Catherine's. Thank you.
Thank you, Michelle, to the prefects, students, parents, teachers, the whole community and family here at St. Catherine's. It is a delight to have an opportunity to address you today, not just because it means I avoid the media, but because I'm always delighted to meet young women who are looking for inspiration, who are looking for direction, and who are at a time in their life when the decisions they make now can have a positive impact on what they do in the future. I attended a school very similar to St. Catherine's in Adelaide, St. Peter's. It's not spelt P-E-T-A, but it could be. And I was thinking about that today on the way here. I, in fact, decided to become a lawyer when I was in year 9 at St. Peter's. And I'm not sure why I made that decision, but I know that I wanted to help others. I wanted to be a voice for other people, to be their advocate, to help them when they were in trouble. And a legal career seemed to me to be the only and obvious answer. And I did practice law for about 20 years, but then I had the opportunity to become a politician. And I'd been brought up to believe that entering public office was one of the highest callings, and that if you could dedicate your energies and your abilities to the betterment of your community or your state or your country, then that was one of the greatest contributions you could make. And so I became a politician, and each and every day I remembered that individuals can make a difference to the life of their times. And so I sought to ensure that my time as a politician was positive, was helping others, and as it turned out, giving me the opportunity to represent Australia on the world stage. I became the foreign minister 5 years ago, and this was an extraordinary privilege Australia is a highly regarded nation around the world, and to be our voice at the United Nations, in the Security Council, at the meetings of global leaders was indeed a rare honour and something that I will treasure. Yes, I met the King of Jordan and the Queen of England and the President of the United States and the Prime Minister of Japan, and I met some extraordinary people. Yes, Meghan and Kate, Chris Hemsworth and Hugh Jackman. But I learned from all of them. Indeed, when I was at the United Nations in 2017, I met Reese Witherspoon. Remember Reese from Legally Blonde? Mm-hmm. A Hollywood actor. You would think that she had the world at her feet, one of the most privileged positions a young woman could be in, earning extraordinary sums of money as an actor. But she was actually at the United Nations to support the cause of the empowerment of women and girls. Because even in her rarefied role of a Hollywood actor, she'd come up against discrimination and bias against women. She found that the best roles in films were reserved for men, that women were always second best when it came to producing, directing, starring in films. And so she decided that if you can't do it the Hollywood way, she would do it her way. So she set up her own company, all women, all female producers, all female directors in movies that starred all women. And I thought, what a powerful example that is. Not everyone could be in the position of Reese Witherspoon, but the message is still the same. Don't take no for an answer. Don't give up when obstacles are in your way. If you have a dream, if you have an ambition, if you aspire to be or do something, keep going. Be resilient. Be determined. Don't let others define who you are and what you can achieve. You know that. You know what you're capable of doing. Back your judgment. Back your intuition. Set your own high standards and work very hard to meet them. That's the kind of advice I wish I'd given myself when I was at school. Might have avoided a lot of heartache, actually. But I think that the focus on empowering women and girls is now such a global momentum that the opportunities for young women today are endless. As Foreign Minister, I was in charge of our foreign aid budget, that is, the money that we invest in other countries to reduce poverty and lift standards of living. I focused our efforts on the Indian Ocean, Asia Pacific area. This is our region, where we live, where we have a responsibility. And because money is scarce in governments, resources are always scarce, I had to target the funding to where I thought it would make the biggest difference. And I focused on supporting women and girls because I believe that no nation can reach its potential unless it fully engages with and harnesses the abilities and skills and talents and ideas of the 50% of its population that is female. And so we focused on three areas: encouraging more women and girls to be leaders. That can mean in their families, in their schools, in their communities, in their villages, in business, in government. Giving women the confidence to lead and to be a voice and to be a decision maker. Secondly, we wanted to ensure women could be economically empowered, that women could have the ability to participate in the workforce, that they could start a business, grow a business, that they had options available to them so that they could be contributing and participating members of their communities. And third, we focused on eliminating violence against women which tragically occurs in every country around the world, but there is a very high propensity in countries in our region to not treat women and girls with the respect that they deserve. So in these areas, we have made a significant difference, and I'm delighted to see that the focus on empowering women and girls is global. There was one other program that I was able to introduce as Foreign Minister that I wanted to mention to you today, particularly those in years 11 and 12 who may well be thinking about what am I going to do when I leave school. A number of you may well want to go on to university to do further studies beyond school. Some of you may not. But for those who do, let me leave you with this thought. I introduced a program called the New Colombo Plan. And this was designed to give undergraduate students at Australian universities the opportunity to live and study in one of 38 countries in our region, in the Indian Ocean, Asia Pacific, and also to undertake an internship or work experience while they were there. It took a great deal of negotiation with other countries to ensure that first, Australian students could take a place in their universities, that Australian students could live in accommodation in their country, and that Australian students could have the opportunity to undertake a work placement or internship. Some countries even had to change their immigration laws to enable us to do it. But the nations with whom we negotiated were so delighted to have the opportunity to have Australian students learning from them, engaging with local people, understanding their culture, their political system, picking up new skills, hopefully learning the language. Why would the Australian government spend taxpayers' money to give Australian students this opportunity? Because we want our future leaders to have a better understanding of Australia and our place in the world, how others see us and how we see them. How better to educate a student about another country than actually having them live there, study there, and undertake a job there. So for those of you who are going on to university, keep www.newcolomboplan.gov.au in your mind, and you'll see there an opportunity backed by the Australian government for you to be an ambassador for this country. While Australia may be an island continent, we can only be the successful, multicultural, wealthy, and democratic nation that we are if we engage in close friendships with countries in our region and indeed around the world. So, as Australia's Foreign Minister, I hope that my legacy will be a generation of young Australians who have had the opportunity to live, study, and work in a country in our region and come back to Australia with better understandings, more skills, and an ability to lead in this country. That's what I hope for the girls of St. Catharines, that you dream big, you aim high, and as I have learned, it's amazing how often you can fulfil your ambitions. Thank you.